You're listening to Idaho Matters from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Starting today, 150,000 people here in Idaho who are on Medicaid will get a letter in the mail that says if they cannot prove that they are still eligible for coverage, they will be kicked out of the health insurance program. Now, that could leave tens of thousands of people without health care coverage. Melissa Davlin is the host of Idaho Reports on Idaho Public Television, and she's joining us now to talk more about this. Melissa, it is always good to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Melissa, can we just start with the term continuous Medicaid enrollment? This ends in April. Okay, so what is it, and how is it connected to the COVID-19 pandemic?
During the start of the federal public health emergency, COVID-19 in 2020, the federal government made it so that people could enroll in Medicaid at any time if they qualified. So depending on which state you're in, that could mean you are under 100% of the federal poverty line, or in places with Medicaid expansion like Idaho, 138% of that federal poverty line. You can also qualify if you have certain disabilities, pregnant women who are under a certain income level, that sort of thing. The other major difference is that states could not kick anyone off the program, even if their income increased. And so remember, 3 years ago, at the start of the pandemic, a lot of people were very suddenly out of work, or they had their hours drastically reduced, their income drastically reduced. And so suddenly you had a lot of people, especially under Medicaid expansion, who qualified who wouldn't have otherwise qualified. And then in, you know, the months and years after, even if their income increased, the state couldn't remove them from the program. Now, in December, just a couple months ago, Congress decoupled that continuous enrollment requirement from that public health emergency. So even though the public health emergency is going to end on the federal level in May, that continuous enrollment requirement is going to end starting April 1st. States can now remove people from Medicaid if they no longer qualify. This isn't a surprise. We knew that this would someday happen. And this is how Medicaid and Medicaid expansion were set up in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there are roughly 450,000 people just here in Idaho that are on Medicaid, and Health and Welfare says up to 150,000 of them may not be eligible. Is that an accurate number?
What we know right now is that even during continuous enrollment, Idaho Department of Health and Welfare continued to reach out to people so that they knew that when continuous enrollment ended eventually, they wanted to be ready to say, you know what, we know that this set of people do in fact still qualify for Medicaid. We don't need to chase them down and, you know, for this, what's called the redetermination process. We don't need to check in with them again to see if they're still eligible for Medicaid. So for the remainder, the 150,000 people, they didn't hear from them. That doesn't mean that they no longer qualify. It just means that they haven't had they haven't been successful in contacting them. And so what they're starting to do with this effort is really get the word out to say, hey, if in the next few months, if you get this redetermination letter, you have to respond within 60 days and you have to show us that you still qualify under our income guidelines or residency guidelines or whatever might have changed that might make you eligible or ineligible for Medicaid expansion. The other thing that the department is doing is working with Your Health Idaho to say to people, hey, you know what? If you don't qualify, we're going to help you get on the state insurance exchange. We're going to make sure that we're going to do whatever we can to help you make sure that you don't have a gap in insurance coverage.
So Health and Welfare, as you mentioned, said that they're going to start sending these letters out. Their plan is to send about 30,000 letters out every month. And these are these reevaluation letters, as you mentioned. However, at least one lawmaker, Representative Sue Chu from Boise, she's criticized this, saying that moving that fast can lead to mistakes. So why is the department wanting to move this quickly? I mean, is that necessary?
You have to remember that the department is facing a lot of scrutiny from lawmakers about the rising Medicaid budget. This year's request is $4.7 billion for the upcoming fiscal year. And, you know, Director Dave Jepson and, you know, the Division of Medicaid Administrator both faced lengthy very critical questions from lawmakers about those costs. And so while Representative Chu is concerned that this is moving too quickly, other lawmakers are concerned that it's not moving quickly enough. In fact, yesterday, the chairman for the House Health and Welfare Committee put out a letter saying his committee wanted this whole entire process done by July 1st. So moving that deadline up even faster. Of course, you know, Representative Chu is a member of that committee. She disagreed. She wanted more time to make sure that people don't make mistakes, don't get lost in the shuffle. I can tell you that the department's in a tough spot here, right? They know that they have a lot of these letters, a lot of these redeterminations to get through. And it's not going to be fast enough for a lot of lawmakers at the State House.
But I would think, Melissa, that when you're talking 150,000 people who may no longer be eligible, if you are dropping these folks from Medicaid, it could potentially save the state money?
That's the idea, right? Because, you know, when we passed Medicaid expansion, as voters, we were told, you know, this is the estimated cost. And even still, this is saving hospitals a lot of money in charity care because they're getting reimbursed for expenses that they wouldn't have otherwise, because a lot of these folks are covered under Medicaid. We are saving money on the county level for indigent funds, that sort of thing. Still, partly because of the public health emergency and that continuous enrollment, but also because of the rising cost of care, higher than expected caseloads. There are so many other factors that go into this $4.7 billion budget. It certainly isn't all continuous enrollment and Medicaid expansion. In fact, the inflation and that rising cost of care is the biggest factor here. Mm-hmm. But lawmakers have that keen eye on the budget, and they're very concerned about getting the cost down. That's part of the reason why they want that deadline moved up, so we can save as much money as a state as possible. Well, you know, they did recommend against doing away with the program, which was a concern at the beginning of the session for a lot of Medicaid expansion supporters. Mm-hmm.
I have just a couple of minutes left with you, and I do want to talk about the Idaho legislature. Because they've been talking about curbing Medicaid expansion here in our state. And as you mentioned, as voters, this was passed and approved 5 years ago. So what's going on there in regards to potentially curbing Medicaid expansion?
Right now, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. As I mentioned, the House Health and Welfare Committee submitted a letter yesterday recommending against doing away with it. There are a lot of lawmakers who are very critical of Medicaid expansion. We're not fans of it, and directed a lot of those critical questions toward the director. Now, state code required the Senate and House Health and Welfare Committees to submit recommendations for Medicaid expansion, and you know, doing away with it was on the table, absolutely, for some of these guys. After presentations and a lengthy Q&As with the department, they decided against that. They said that, you know, we still have major concerns about the cost, and we want you to, you know, take a hard look at these cost containment measures. And the department's on the same page. They want to get costs under control, too. So as of right now, it looks like the legislature will likely stay the course on Medicaid expansion, but they are going to reexamine it again in 2025, it sounds like, according to this letter. And they are asking the Department of Health and Welfare to be aggressive about these cost containment measures.
All right. Well, as always, Melissa, really appreciate you coming on the program and breaking all of this down for us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Gemma.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Melissa Davlin, the host of Idaho Reports on Idaho Public Television, discussing the state's plan to drop thousands of people off of Medicaid if they no longer qualify for health insurance. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.